Oh man, what if no one's buying your stuff or signing up for your services? What are you supposed to do? Let's talk about it. Oh, welcome back, my dude, the Rave Thing Home Slices. Kate Doster of katedoster.com, and I am super excited to be kicking off our spring season here of the Do the Brave Thing online business podcast. We have some guests lined up, we have some solo episodes, and y'all, I have not finished recording this particular spring season. So if you head on over to katedoster.com/question, there'll be a link down below here. You can actually submit your question to be answered on a podcast. I love doing those. I try not to necessarily do frequently asked questions. I try to give everyone their own unique episode. So if you ever want to ask me anything, you have something that you're struggling with, don't worry. You don't have to say your name. I won't shout you out or anything. Definitely go ahead and submit those questions because I love doing them. I should also let you know that this week's episode is brought to you by the Open Rate Catapult, which until Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on April 4th, 2024, you can actually name your price for this completely revamped mini course where we are going to get those emails that you have spent so long writing actually seen, noticed, opened, read, and loved. Because here's the truth. While things like click-through rate and replies and sales ultimately matter the most, if people aren't opening up your stuff, how are you going to get the other three? You're not. So this course is all about helping you stand out in the inbox without being a giant clickbaity spammer face. So you can head on over to katedoster.com/open. That's katedoster.com/open. And if you happen to go there before the 4th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll be able to name whatever you want for this mini course before it actually has its lifetime price. And I will see you guys over there. So, I am super duty really excited to be kicking off this spring season of the podcast. And for all those of you who maybe you write on your blog, maybe you have a podcast, maybe you have a YouTube channel, I know especially with YouTube, like the algorithm is really like you need to produce content on a regular basis all of the time, all of the time. But like it is perfectly okay for you to be able to take breaks. Like we take breaks here. We had a whole bunch of episodes come out in February, we had a couple in March, and then I took a plan, sort of not planned because it was a little bit earlier, hiatus. And it is perfectly okay. You do not see any television shows that have 52 you episodes every single year. It doesn't happen. You're allowed to have seasons, guys. So cut yourself a break, especially for all my ADHD buddies. If you're like, oh my goodness, I have to do this infinitely forever, all of the time. And no, you can just have like little sprints. Even if you want to have like 4 episode series and you do a series like every other month, that can work. So I just want to let you know, while people will miss you, while they will send you DMs, while they will send you inbox messages, like you guys did for me, which I love and appreciate so much, guys. It's okay to be able to take some time off. So I figured that our first episode back would just be a solo episode because we haven't chit-chatted in a while. And it's going to be all about answering the question of what do you do if no one's buying your stuff? So the first thing that you need to do when it comes to this fact that like no one's buying your stuff is that you need to separate out any type of weird feelings that you have about yourself or about your audience. Because sometimes people will be like, they said that they wanted it and they're not buying it. What's wrong with that? Blah, 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 blah. Or you become resentful or it's like, it's so cheap. I don't understand it. Blah, blah, blah. So you want to make sure that you're dealing with your mindset around that and also your mindset around sales. These are some very pillar things because if you are still feeling icky, sleazy, slimy, gross, spammery for charging people for anything, you are going to find that you are not going to actually tell people about your stuff that much. Okay, so like make sure that you're like really down with it and that you believe in your product. Now, I think that everyone is like, oh my goodness, like I kind of believe in it, but like, what if something is better or what if it doesn't work? Again, when it comes to like if your product works, when you get really specific about who is going to have the best success for your audience and you portray that in your marketing, it kind of sets you up to win. And that's actually one of the tips when it comes to if things aren't going really well, you need to ask yourself, am I really clear on what is going on with my target audience and what they are looking for? The truth is that you might have thought that you are attracting a lot of people who are interested in health coaching because they want to have longevity. But it turns out that really they just want to have a hot body, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with either one of the two. But if all of your messaging is focused on that longevity piece and maybe people are coming to you, say, instead for like sports performance, that is going to dictate how you talk about your health coaching. Again, you might think that everyone is interested in this one thing, but the people you've attracted, it turns out they aren't necessarily there. So I want to challenge you, especially if you feel like sales have been in a bit of a slump lately. When is the last time that you actually like gathered some market research, got like some feedback from people or potential customers. If you have just run a launch, or even if you haven't run a launch in a while, have you asked people, like, why didn't you buy? And I absolutely hate that question, just to be honest with you, to word it that way, because what ends up happening is that everyone will just be like, oh, it's the price, or oh, it's the time. So asking things like, what could I have included, or why do you think this wasn't a good fit for you? And again, sometimes they will lean back to price, but usually if you're like, why do you think the Open Rent Catapult like wasn't a good fit for like you and your business? Some people will be able to reply back. You can 100% do like that standard survey where you send out. And I think that that's definitely something that we are going to be doing sometime in April as well, because I want to make sure that I'm really intact with my audience and what they need and what they expect from me. Okay. So knowing your target audience and trying to be like, what makes them different than other people who would have that same goal. And I think that that is going to help you create better content, create better copy. Those are the words that you use to sell with. And then all of a sudden, looky-loo, sales are going to pick up. So definitely making sure that you are spending a lot of time being obsessed with your target audience, not just thinking that you know what's going on, but like ask them, talk to them, research them, do a little bit of stalking, all of that sort of fun stuff. And anytime when I feel like my business is out of sort, or sales are down, I will always ask myself, like, what is going on with my target audience, okay? And that's a really, really great one for any type of content creation. Like if you're doing reels, podcast episodes, blog posts, all that sort of stuff, really being like, what is she struggling with today? What is he really want to know? What are they nervous about? So definitely do that. Another thing, and this is, we're gonna have some cold hard truths here for this next one. One, you have to actually look at your product itself, right? Like, is it unique? And if it's like everyone has like a budget binder, Kate, you need to pull out from yourself what can make this different. How does it compare to the 80 other budget binders that are out there? How does your decluttering method compare? Even if you need to think of like the big guys in your space, like what makes your decluttering guide different than, what was it, the magic art of tidying up? Although word on the street is that she has since changed her tune since becoming a mom. I don't really know because it's not really my bag. But you need to sort of ask yourself, what is going on with this? How is this information kind of out of date? And maybe that's why you're not talking about it as much. Is it, again, not relevant to your audience? You thought that you had a whole bunch of course creators and it turns out everyone just wants to sell printables, or they are a bunch of graphic designers and it's like, maybe they're not interested in that necessarily. So you're like, I need to be able to look at it. And I'm not saying that this should be the first step for your product, but you do want to look at it and look at your offer. Normally, 9 times out of 10, it's not necessarily the product itself, though it could be the topic. And again, you can ask your audience about that. But usually it is these sort of two things. And that is how much effort you're putting into marketing and what does your sales process actually look like? How does somebody buy? What's like your funnel? All of that sort of stuff. So when I am dealing with a student, like when I dealt one-on-one with Love Your List, and people are like, oh yeah, like no one's buying this. How much traffic is actually getting to your sales page? What are you actively and passively doing to actually get people there? We need to see where the breakdown is. If I'm saying, oh my goodness, like I failed my goal for how many people bought collaboration cash in last month, I need to ask myself, what did I do to get people into that webinar, right? What did I do to get them to the sales page? Where in, and this is where it comes to analyzing your sales process, where in that webinar am I losing track? What do I need to do? What do I need to tweak? Why haven't I talked about it, right? Is it an outward-bound thing? Is it that I haven't been mentioning that we have the, you know, list bliss thing that we have going on, our masterclass, right? katedoster.com/list. Is it that I haven't talked to my list about it? Is it that I haven't potentially, not retargeted with ads per se, but like retargeted a re-engagement campaign for people that have looked at that but haven't decided to buy? Do I need to, and this kind of goes into this way of like, okay, like how could I potentially get more sales? Do I need to offer some more sales or promotions? Am I, again, sales process, am I talking about this product inside of other products that I have or inside of other funnels? So I think that when we really break it down, it's like, okay, if I'm just like having like a product of the week every week in my email and I am talking about 8 other different things in my newsletters, of course, sales aren't going to be that good because I'm giving them 8 other places to click. If I'm like, go over to my Instagram, if I'm like, read this blog post, if I'm like, here's a set of principles and here's a shirt design that I've got going on and here's this and you should get ThriveCart and all that, of course, the sales of my actual products are not going to be there. Now, Am I saying that you can't ever talk about multiple things in a newsletter? Absolutely not. If you want to send your favorite things or things that I'm digging or all that sort of stuff, you can. Just realize there are actual scientific studies. The more choices, i.e. places for people to go, that you give them, the less likely they are to click on anything. It's actually called the jam study. So if you're like, oh man, like my sales have truly, truly been down, or like no one has been applying for my applications to work with me, how much effort have you actually spent laser focused on getting people to fill out your application? How much other clutter have you been putting out there? Are your calls to action in your emails for the last month, or in your social media, or in the posts that you're creating, whatever type of content you have for people? Are you telling people about your books, right? That they're open to apply? Are you talking, and this again goes into the bit of that sales process, are you building that trust and credibility by actually sharing what you have done yourself? Are you showing them that you have been providing really great customer service, that you are getting results for people? Do you have some testimonials? And I understand when you're first starting out, or if it's a sale of new products, like, but I don't. Try and go and get them. Again, being your own case study is going to have to work. And spoiler alert, I have to say, at least on Instagram right now, I have noticed in the business space, really using yourself as a case study seems to be what gets a lot of people's attention, right? So it's like how I got my open rate from 12 to 500, right? You can't do 500%, from 12% to 65%. How I made $2,000 this month with a sentence. People are really interested, and that also will help build your credibility and trust. And guys, when you do the things that you're talking about, that you're teaching about, all of a sudden it's going to build that internal trust with yourself. Like, you know, I do know what I'm talking about, and I can, in my products and in my content, talk about the advantages that I've had or disadvantages that you could potentially have. Again, all of those things can be fantastic. But if you are not getting enough sales, are you getting enough people to your sales process in the first place, right? Are you still using the same exact messaging that you always were that maybe people just don't care about anymore? Or honestly, guys, there's a reason why McDonald's commercials change all of the time. We get blind to those sorts of things. So it's up to you to be able to be like, am I understanding my target audience well enough? Am I coming at it from a different approach? Can I do something to tweak any one of these processes? The biggest thing is that you have to get it out there, and you have to say it in different ways. I cannot stress this enough, right? If you're just like, get more open rates, right? For open rate catapult. Yeah, that's exactly what it does, right? But if I'm like, you know, don't come at me when your inbox is getting flooded with replies and PayPal notifications because people are actually seeing your stuff. Don't blame me when you are somebody is addicted to buying your products and constantly are asking you to create new things because they look forward to it. Don't blame me when you miss a week because life happens and your subscribers are literally banging down your digital door because they want to read your stuff. They're missing you. They want to know what is going on. See? So we are thinking about all of the after effects, right? Are we talking about saving time? It's like, look, are you not sending your emails because you're spending so much time trying to think of a creative subject line that like all your creative juices are gone, and then you already hate writing emails in the first place because they sound weird and you don't want to be annoying, and so then you just give up? Honestly, personally, I find with sales pages, which we got something coming up in the next few weeks to help you all with sales pages, but if you're struggling with sales pages, usually it's because you're starting at the top, and that is the worst place to start when you are creating a sales page. Don't do it. Don't do it. Your brain needs some runway and some time to be able to edit in the awesome, as we like to talk about inside of my courses. So if you are not getting sales right now, be honest with yourself. Now that like you suck, because that's not honest, your brain's a giant liar face. But have you been talking outwardly about your product? Have you been looking at your actual metrics to see where people are falling off? And have you, and this one we didn't necessarily talk about, have you been getting in front of new people? If you are telling the same 10 people over and over and over and over again about your coaching, eventually somebody will probably come in, right? Like they'll be all over it, which is great. But you need to be making the concerted effort to get in front of new eyeballs, just like you would be to nurture the current eyeballs that you have. Again, are you explaining to them why it matters right now, how this is different, the reason why things are happening to them that it's not, right? These are really important things, right? Could seasonal ability be a factor, right? Right now, all of my organization peeps, right? Like, go for it, dudes. Like, people are spring cleaning. They're actually getting energy. People are, like, starting to, like, get out of that whole, like, weird winterness that happens. Get on it, right? Again, people want to do things with their kids, but what do you do when the day is rainy because spring showers are all over the place? This is your time to shine. Again, this is not overpromising. If you want to do special promotions and incentives, again, like I said, we're doing the open rate catapult. I did this because I thought it would be fun. And that's one of those things when it's like, if you're not getting sales, instead of asking yourself or berating yourself, ask yourself what feels like it would be super fun to do right now. And then go ahead and do it when it defaults. So I hope this episode was the punch in the arm that you needed and some actual concrete steps that you can take to be able to get more sales if nobody is buying your product. Again, you don't stink. The product doesn't stink. It's just probably the angle. It's maybe that you're not talking too about it to new people. Maybe you haven't really looked at your sales process and it turns out a link is broken. What? I mean, it happens. And again, make sure that all of the things, especially for all those who have like signature products, make sure all of the randomness freebies and things that you got going on in Welcome Series are pointing to that product. Like, I think sometimes we kind of sort of forget. And I will see you all in next week, where if you've ever been worried about getting canceled on the interwebs, boy, you are going to want to listen to this interview. And I will see y'all next week.
Well, look at that, action taker. You made it all the way to the end. Kudos to you. So if you want to keep this Do the Brave Thing momentum going, because let's be real, sure, listening to a 25 to 30 minute podcast can definitely get you amped. But what are you going to do the rest of the week? Make sure you're following me over on Instagram, Kate_Doster. There's a link in the bio. And if you absolutely love this episode, it would be fantastic if you could leave us a rating and review or share a screenshot and tag us on your Instagram stories. I'll see you next week. Later days.